If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Connell McShane's getting ready to anchor the news at News Nation from 2 to 5 this afternoon. He joins us once again. Connell, talk to me about what is going to happen in the Senate. What's going to happen in the Congress today?
Looks like they'll avoid the government shutdown. Of course, you never know until they actually do it. And, you know, who joins Chuck Schumer in making it possible for that to be avoided? I mean, there's this big internal fight, as you know, I'm sure, inside the Democratic Party now after Schumer made news last night saying that he would vote for a cloture and that he would vote essentially with the Republicans to avoid the government shutdown. I mean, been observing Chuck Schumer, I guess, for like 25 years in New York politics, going back to the end of his time in the House and all of his time in the Senate. And he's been called a lot of things over the years, but not usually would you say that he doesn't know his politics. He's a smart politician, and last night he made, I think, what in the end might be a smart political play. Right now, a lot of his Democratic colleagues disagree because they look at the president saying that he's smart and gutsy and all the rest. But he basically made this, he came to this conclusion that if the government shuts down, he'd be doing the bidding of Donald Trump and Elon Musk basically for them, that, you know, a government shutdown would allow them to step in and take advantage and maybe force more federal workers out of their jobs, maybe make an argument that the federal workers who are on furlough weren't needed to begin with, that kind of thing. So he thought there was a lot for Democrats to lose here, and he decided that that wasn't a smart move. But again, inside the Democratic Party, the AOCs of the world, they're not happy.
Why aren't they happy?
Well, I mean, they think that you got to stand up to Trump, right? They think you have to, that a lot of the elements of this budget, all the budget cuts that are in there for non-defense spending are going to be harmful to their constituents and to Americans. And, you know, they might be right about that. I think part of it is math, though. They don't control either chamber of the Congress or the White House. This was a Republican-supported bill, so their only option here was to not give the Republicans the 60 votes in the Senate and hope and force them to come back, essentially, to the Democrats and make some concessions. But Schumer thought that wasn't going to be worth it politically. And again, I mean, you know, you could argue both sides of it, but I definitely see his side of it right now. Think about it this way, John. The president's struggling in the short term politically. The last week or two, we've seen his approval rating start to come down with the trade war ramping up. So I think part of Schumer might have looked at this and said, all right, you know, why are we going to give Trump, why are we going to give Musk some ammunition when, you know, they're kind of they're shooting themselves in the foot, economically at least. Let's let them do that. Let's keep the government open for now, and let's live to fight another day. Again, I see both sides of it, but that's, I think, what Schumer was thinking.
Yeah. Well, I wondered if Schumer thought that giving the Republicans what – Schumer does not think this is a good bill, though. He only thinks the alternative is worse. And so I wonder if the Democrats are right – and Lord knows the market has been telling us how they feel about some of the moves the government is making. If the Democrats are right, and this would overall be injurious to America, I wondered if the Democrats were going to give them what they wanted and let them sort of dig their own graves.
Meaning Elon Musk and company
in a shutdown? They said, okay, this is on Trump and the Republicans. The Democrats will acquiesce. But this is a Republican stamp. And if, in fact, this isn't good and more people lose their jobs and the economy tanks because of the structure of this bill, I think the Democrats can say, see, I told you so.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's the strategy, but I wonder if that's part of the thinking.
That's why I say both sides of it. I mean, that makes sense from a political perspective, and I think a lot of Democrats agree with you and have made that argument at the same time. I just think that if you look at it big picture right now, market's up today, by the way, partially, I think, because it's been down so much this week and a little bit because of the fact that it looks like we might avoid this shutdown. So it's not one more thing to add to the mess. But if you look at it, you know, big picture, the president's not in great shape. I mean, he started off about as good as he's going to look a couple of maybe 2-3 weeks ago when his approval went over 50%. I think the highest I saw at one poll was 53%. He's not going much higher than that in the range that he kind of trades in approval-wise. He goes from like the mid-30s to the high 50s at the most, and that was the best he'd ever been. But he's been trending lower, and, you know, I do think that Schumer might be right about the fact that if the whole argument Musk and Trump and everybody's making is that government is the problem, that if the government shuts down, and they might have jumped in, by the way, and furloughed even more workers, you know, looked at people. You always have to say who's essential and who's non-essential. They may have made fewer workers essentially than you do in past shutdowns, really tried to force people out, force government workers into retirement, maybe even prolong the shutdown. Now, to your point, the risk would have been large for Republicans. They might have paid the price for that, but I think Schumer looks at it the other way and says that we have enough ammunition against Republicans, and we don't want to take the risk of getting blamed for this. But, I mean, you know, it's interesting. By the way, well, it'll be interesting to see how they vote, because it was, I think, Schumer and Fetterman are really the only ones publicly on this side of it right now. I know that everybody keeps saying Schumer is giving the Democrats cover, but we'll see how many Democrats actually, you know, go along with them.
One Republican senator said, my frustration right now is that this bill is not a CR, continuing resolution. It's a brand new budget bill. It's going to cut veteran services by $1.2 billion, FEMA by $300 million, wildfire, firefighters, and water in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Trump thinks this is a good thing for this country astounds me. And
right.
I'll think about the other question at a later time and date once we get past this. I guess that's mm-hmm. something we don't have time to go into great detail here. But so what's in this bill? And it would be a cut to a lot of services that Americans are used to, right?
Yeah, that's what the likes of, you know, Bernie Sanders has been very aggressive the last couple of days pointing that out. I mean, a lot of government services that are essentially non-defense spending are being cut by this. So, again, if you keep the government open and allow this bill to pass, then you do kind of hang that on Trump and the Republicans. So, you know, that's also part of it. I mean, I think, by the way, big picture, the whole idea of a shutdown, too, frustrates Americans. They've watched this so many times. Yeah. And whatever the issue is, I think the idea of shutting down the government, too, has a bad connotation to it, because people look at it and say, why are you playing games with this, trying to get a little bit here, a little bit there? And that part of it, I think, also is frustrating. And Schumer was afraid there'd be some backlash from that
as well. Just one last thing I want to give voice to, and that is what the Republican senator from Montana said. His name escapes me. He's from Montana. But it is America's on a sugar high. We need to cut spending. And I don't think anybody argues with that. It's obviously, we've said this a million times, mm-hmm. the way it's being done is
yes.
the problem.
Probably maybe Steve Daines or somebody like that. But the that's interesting. You know who died today real quick is former Senator Alan Simpson. And, you know, remember years ago he and it was the Simpson-Bowles Commission.
Yeah.
They were trying to
yeah.
do the same thing as Musk, but I think they were doing it in a little bit of a different way, or at least proposing it be different.
Yeah.
So it was kind of interesting.
But did they get it done? And that's the point. So now we're just driving a bulldozer through, and maybe when the dust
yep.
settles, there will be some good from this. That's Connell McShane. He's at News Nation. You can watch him this afternoon at 2:00. I always do. Thank you, Connell.
All right. Thanks, John.